希望と絶望のバランスは差し引きゼロだって、いつだったかあんたは言ってたよね。今ならそれよくわかるよ。確かに私は何人か救いもしたけどさ、だけどその分心には恨みや妬みが溜まって、一番大切な友達さえ傷つけて。
さやか、あんたまさか。
誰かの幸せを祈った分、他の誰かを呪わずにはいられない。私たち魔法少女ってそういう仕組みだったんだね。私って本当バカ。
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I'm Lou with the American Branch of PNN. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. We're going to have a jam-packed show today. First, we'll start with wood heating. Then, Stick Sixing Hammer admits to being a pole user. Should this be allowed? NYPD lieutenant placed on transit duty after his rookie underling cop gives him a lap dance at a holiday party. Black thugs bully Redditor Wagey inside movie theater. Official Let's Go Brandon call from the other side. YouTube dislike extension equals dissenter. What board games does Pulp play? Transgender demands that you fuck him. I will holocaust this guy. And then we'll end the show with a review of The Matrix 4. Very short review of The Matrix 4 and how terrible it was. So we will close the show out with that. I got some threads from TV. That will be the end of the show. Matrix 4 was very interdasting. I will say that. Very, very interdasting. That movie. Okay, we'll get to that though. First, we'll start with wood heating. Wood heated houses are extremely based. Green text, no reliance on anyone. Green text, self-sustainable. Green text, cheap as fuck. Green text, comfy heat, not dry. Green text, requires actual attention. Green text, cracking fire, which relaxes. Tell me, Paul, why haven't you taken the wood pill yet? Okay, I was totally on board until you got to the requires actual attention, because I was like, yeah, I've fallen asleep with those on before, and it's a little dangerous. It's a little dangerous. You get a little pop into your cover randomly or something and catch on fire. It sucks. But I mean, I've had a wood fired, and my house never burnt down, so it's not super dangerous. But man, I just love wood, and I love the way it smells. I love the way it feels. I love the way it sounds when you're burning it. The wood pill is pretty based. If you have trees you can chop down, it's even better. This Bulgarian says, I don't want to smell like burnt wood. I had this in my childhood, and my classmates and teachers would turn up their nose whenever I did and look at me disgusted. I've never had that problem, ever. That's weird. Like, is the smoke going into your house? I don't know, and burnt wood smells good. OP replies, that shouldn't happen if you light the fire properly. Someone did a shit job then. I've never had the smell of burnt wood on me, ever. Well, dude, okay, look. I think there's a little truth both ways here, okay? Because if you're next to a fire that's burning, you're gonna have the smell of, you know, charcoal or burnt wood or whatever you want to call it on you. It's gonna be there. Is it gonna, like, saturate your clothes? Not unless the smoke is literally, like, wafting into your house. So I think there's a little bit both ways there. A lot of people are saying, like, caring what other people think about you. Exactly. Who gives a shit? And I like the way burnt wood smells. So, like, who cares? Honestly, burnt wood smells a lot better than body odor. You know, as long as you don't smell like body odor, I'll take burnt wood, thanks. Maybe they were smelling your body odor underneath your burnt wood, and that's what they're turning their nose up at. You know? Maybe that's what they were smelling. You know, put some goddamn deodorant on. Okay, we'll move on. Yeah, wood heating, awesome. Yes, moving on. Stick Sixing Hammer admits to being a pole user. Okay, here, let's listen. Let's listen, guys. Sticks the pole user, let's see.
First thing in the morning, usually I visit 4chan's Politically Incorrect, because you can get the scoop on especially local or regional news there, sometimes an hour before it's reported on by the legacy media. In fact, it's one of the few ways that an analyst like me is capable of scooping them and actually getting new viewers on YouTube, because otherwise you're buried behind all the priority creators. Well, if the priority creators haven't covered the subject because they don't know that the news has broken yet, and you're getting it literally before their local affiliate has even sent in the report, you can sometimes break through the algorithm at least briefly. I go on 4chan. One of the first threads that I find is concern trolling about Omicron linking to a legacy media article. Oh, well, I think it could actually be really bad. Be safe out there. Again, leading the premise that there's concern to be had. Is it mentioned, which it is in the article, which half the people won't read, it's a psychological tactic, trust me. They won't read beyond the title. If they do, if 90% of the people don't read the bulk of it, then they won't see the part that suggests what we have seen suggested by science, which is that Omicron is less deadly.
Wow, amazing. Who would have thought? Who would have ever guessed he surfed 4chan? Who would have known? This America says, who gives a shit what, quote, named himself something really fucking retarded and tryhard edge, unquote, says. We've all been there, man. We've all had those usernames we have from when we were kids, from forever. Dude, if you've seen his earliest videos, dude, he is so on the edge. Some of his early videos are just, they're so cringe, they almost wrap back around in on themselves. On the level of cringe they are. They're great. Go watch them if you can find them. Sticks? More like sucks dicks. LMAO. I fixed that a little bit for the transgender there. Made it into an actual funny joke. See, the transgender didn't rhyme, but I made it into a rhyme for him. There you go. See, they say I don't do anything for them. There you go. This Netherlands Anon says, how did he become so successful and have a beautiful wife? You know, he actually puts work in. Sticks actually does work. This American says, isn't his wife like 38 years old? Why no baby? Because Styx is a cuck and he probably doesn't want one. This Bitbong says, you sold your soul to Satan, you
Watch out!
Because this dude's from the Netherlands. It's probably Styx himself. Yeah. One post by this ID, yeah. This Aussie says, unironically high IQ. Come on. No. Maybe. Maybe average. Rich has sold over 100,000 books. Dude, all his books are plagiarism. Dude, Styx has such a good method of stealing people's work that are long dead so that they cannot sue him. The dude's a genius. I'm not going to deny it. Dude's a fucking genius. But it's literal plagiarism that he gets paid for, which is what I'm doing right now. I mean, we're seven ways of meta. I'm just laughing at myself, basically. I'm looking in the mirror and laughing. He's an highly impressive man. I don't know. He's on the precipice of man, I would say. This Leaf says, I wouldn't call being so pussy-whipped that you move across the ocean successful. I don't know why he even makes videos about US politics anymore. He doesn't live there. Yeah. The Leaf has a point, Styx. The Leaf has a point. And also, he was talking in one of his videos about, my cost of living has gone up, and blah, 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 blah. Dude, you live, okay, first off, you're getting American money, and you're living in the Netherlands, okay, so, or wherever the fuck you live, I don't even know. I don't see how you could possibly be paying more for goods where you're at than if you lived in America right now, Styx. With our supply chain crisis that Biden has created. Okay, which isn't even really that bad, but it's just inflation, you know? It's inflation that they're trying to not expose as inflation. I literally have been getting money, guys. Like, when I go to stores and stuff, I'll get money back, and the money smells like fresh off the printer. It's like, oh, freshly printed money, and then you fan the dollars out because they're like almost stuck together because they're so fucking new, and you look at them and the serial number is like 55, 56, 57, like they literally had been printed one after another, guys, and I got all of them. Like, dude, it's like the money is so fresh I can smell it, man. It's so fresh off that burr printer I can smell it, guys. Have you any of you experienced that? It's incredible. Incredible, the smelling of freshly printed money. This Norwegian says, what? Everyone knows Styx is here all day. That's been common knowledge for years. He's the one posting all the Styx threads. Also, hello, Styx. This Kekistani replies, OP is not Styx. who is a very attractive man, I might add. Styx, you fast-talking little weasel. Yeah, everyone knows Styx is a fucking 4chan user, so is Mr. Obvious, you know? The main YouTuber, guys. And me. I am the most true to 4chan. This American says, and he's admitted to lurking on poll dozens of times over the years. And no shit. This American says, just watched Styx's shit take. He's embarrassing. He must think we're all Russians. I can't even imagine who, I mean, I watch him every day, I guess. Sometimes I can't, sometimes he clanks too much and I have to nope out for a while. I think I've unsubscribed from him a couple times too, because I don't know, you know, but I'm always, I crawl back. I crawl back to him. This leaf says, as if that's going to save him from his terrible personality in shameless grift. Dude, his personality is very abrasive. It's filth. It's like sandpaper at times, but he kind of knows what he's talking about. He knows more than mainstream media, for sure. And he's a 4chaner, so, I mean, he's already ahead of most people there. But, I mean, he took the vax. So, I mean, that tells you all you need to know right there. He was first in line for that shit. Derp. In this video, he talks about how he goes to 4chan and he watches. I mean, I'll condense his goddamn, I'll condense this fucking 11-minute video down into 15 seconds, okay? He talks about how Omicron is the new, they're trying to scare everybody with it and it's just fear-mongering. Boom. That's his 11-minute video. Guess what? I'm fairly certain I've talked about this in the past on my show, okay? And if I haven't, I know for a fact I posted it on Gab, which, let me look for when I posted it. Back on November 26th, which was a month ago, 1 month ago, 1 month ago, I posted to Poll News Central and Telstra that I feel like this is the one they will push as the big one in reference to Omicron. So, I mean, a month ago I talked about this damn push for Omicron being labeled as, like, the big thing. They're gonna make it all scary and shit. I mean, we knew this was coming, Styx. It was obvious. But I guess you can talk about it a month later if you want. I don't know how he surfs 4chan and he's still a month behind 4chan. How do you surf 4chan and you're still a month behind 4chan? How does that fucking work? This American says, read all the posts and his voice is making my day kick. Yeah. This American says Styx is a mega.
Watch out!
Yeah, he is. He doesn't like Trump at all. Yeah, stop talking too much about Styx. Let's move on. too much gosh darn Styx talk. Okay, moving on. Guys, I didn't even know if I should talk about this, but I mean, this is a true 4chan show, so I have to talk about this. We have to bear through the cringe of this story. It must be done. Should this be allowed? It's a picture of Cat Doll. Half Evo, 102 centimeter. It's basically a lowly doll. Guys, this is actually, I believe this is a little illegal in some states, in the United States, to have a sex doll that's under a certain amount of height, which is weird. You know, land of the free, can't have a doll. But yeah, just if it's under a certain height in some states, you're not allowed to have it. So just be aware of that. Don't get arrested for something stupid like that. But also, the dude posting this thread, should this be allowed? The Vimeo link is source Vimeo logo and owner. And this dude responds later, linking that, and he says, kill yourself. Janny's clean this up. Basically, it's like, he's linking his video on this thread. He made it. He's bashing himself and he made this video. Should this be allowed? Yet you're making this video? Okay. I think I'm just delaying watching this video, guys. It's 30 minutes long. We can't watch it all. It's too heinously cringe. We can't. But we can maybe watch bits of it. So let's watch the first little part of it.
Welcome back to the Doll Channel.
Wow, the Doll Channel. Look at these effects, man. Look at this dude. What a Chad. Huh.
Today we'll be reviewing the Cat Doll 102 centimeter half Evo Lee. But first,
listen to that suave voice. And first,
a quick word from our sponsor.
This video brought to you by...
Wow. Oh my god. No, I don't. I don't need any of that. Skipping.
We have so many dolls going out. So many. Just so many. It's very traumatizing.
So many dolls going out. Oh my god. This is so popular. Really. He's so professional.
About now, this doll does have some bobs here, and we'll explore in a second just what that is as well.
Weird. Why not, though? Someone wants to fuck a doll at him. It's America.
And then another ear on the other side. Oh yeah, that's a desirable feature for sure.
Oh, the ear. That's a desirable feature for sure, that ear. Huh.
So we also have a little cotton glove here for handling the doll. You can wear these cotton gloves when handling, like, different parts of the doll, the makeup. This will protect the makeup from your dirty hands if you're a mechanic or something. They're pretty small, though. They're, like, made for a woman's hands, pretty much.
Because they're for the doll, you dumb shit! The gloves will protect the makeup from your dirty hands if you're a mechanic or something. Dude, it's called wash your fucking hands before you... I don't even know what's going on. What is this? What is going on?
And put our hand here on her tummy, and then our other hand here on the top, and push down. And you can kind of like move the head and wiggle it back. You could feel it catching. And then it'll push down into place.
He's like grabbing her tummy or whatever. Dude, just grab her crotch. Use the crotch. Push. You're going to ruin it that way, dum-dum.
Let's go ahead and look at the true form of the doll there. Very nice. Some people will like that, and some people will hate it.
What the fuck? Weird. So weird.
Here, the bottom of the buttocks, and then we will lift the other side, and we'll slowly edge it up and over. We're going to drop that little outfit.
What the fuck? I'm done. I'm done. Okay, oh my god. I don't even know if I should have gone into that, but I did. I had to, huh? Yeah. That face style is weird. Prefer the more natural ones. Yeah, the mouth was kind of uncanny valley. How much? Asking for a cousin? I don't know, like 800 to 1200-ish. From someone else in the thread responding to you. Someone posted a picture of its face. You live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. Looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid in the face. My dolls look way better. My dolls. This guy sounds like a massive Wojak Redditor. Yeah. He's trying very hard to be very professional. I give him that. He's trying hard to be very professional. This guy says the doll looks like the Cat in the Hat. From that fucking shitty CGI movie. How many holes does it have? 3. Surprisingly. This leaves us only if there's a George Floyd version. I'm sure there is. Guarantee it. Okay, we're moving on. Enough of those sex dolls. Okay. We'll do some actual grinding. NYPD lieutenant placed on transit duty after his rookie underling cop gives him a lap dance at a holiday party. Look at this dance, guys. She ain't holding back, that's for sure. For those listening, this girl is literally grinding on her superior officer. Grinding on him. Hard. Like, duh. He is totally into it too, man. You're married. You don't give a shit. He's loving it. He's grinning like a little kid. Dude's drunk, grinning like a little child. If I was his wife watching that, I bet if his wife's watching that, she is seething, man, like, going kitty mode. About to pounce, and then she apologizes after. It's horrible. It's terrible. Things got out of hand.
It just got out of hand and it happened so quickly.
I'm the kind of person that pushes the limits. Me too. I know the feeling. Okay, we'll just do this. Black thugs bully Redditor Wagey inside movie theater. Well, let's see. I haven't watched this yet at all. They removed it. How dare they? God, I found it. I hunted it down.
On my face. On the dead homies. What niggas think this is? Dead homies. Cuz think this is. This. Fuck wrong with cuz? Crip Street. Fuck you thought, nigga. He hide. Look, he can't. Dead homies. You was a bitch. Nigga, on the dead homies, nigga. On my mama, nigga, he's a bitch.
Oh, dude, they just walked up and whacked him, dude. Crip Street. Oh, man. What a horrible person. That cuck just taking that slap like that. What an idiot, you know? What a horrible person just to take a slap like that. A cuck. What did Five Fingers say to the face? I love watching people get terrorized by niggas, especially when it's more humiliating than violent. Literally, the fuck Timmy gon' do? Nothing, LMAO. Take those slaps until the year 3000, chud. This dude responds, base accelerationist. Only when the carrying capacity is exceeded will anything break down and allow for change. This dude says he was just adjusting the dude's mask. This leaf says, Green Tex, put your mask on. Green Tex slaps him. Good.
Watch out!
Someone give him a bucket of chicken. Base leaf. Bump to show that all whites are cowards. Demoralization. This American says, the white mask cuck is honestly lucky to walk away from this wild encounter alive. The feral could have easily stabbed or shot him. Surprisingly true. Surprisingly true. Okay. We're done with the random plebiter getting hit in the face. Done. Moving further on. Official Let's Go Brandon call from the other side. Okay, first, what was the Let's Go Brandon call? Let's watch.
We have a son named Hunter and a grandson named Hunter.
I didn't know you had a grandson named Hunter. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do.
You do. She tells me we don't. We have a grandson. I promise you. We have a grandson named Hunter. He's 16 years old.
I was thinking of the baby.
That's Bo.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. Switch is it?
A Nintendo Switch.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, Nintendo. Great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How about Piper?
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Let's go Brandon, I agree.
Okay, and then here it is from the other side.
That's right. Hey, well,
I hope you have a wonderful...
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well. Merry Christmas, and let's go Brandon. Bye-bye.
I couldn't even really understand, like, I'm surprised that his thing even got through, because you could barely hear half the stuff that was even, they were even saying. I don't know, kind of funny. It was okay. Good prank. Pretty based, harmless prank, in my opinion. The leftists are seething about it like normal. This works as Lee Epic Onage. X-Face. XD-Face. Prank calls are for juvenile
Watch out!
Says this American. Where are you? Where are you right now on the internet? The last time I checked it was 4chan, the human cesspit of garbage and trash. Interdasting.
Watch out!
Tongue my anus. It's funny as hell. Fuck Joe Biden. Republicans are so fucking gay. Get ass blasted. Christ is king. Most votes in history. I can't deny it on YouTube. Most votes ever in history. 81 million. I mean, every time in history, they've gone down. Obama lost 1 million votes and he still won re-election. Trump gained over 10 million votes and lost re-election somehow. I don't, you know, fair and secure election. That's all I'm going to say. Very fair and secure. Fortified election. Very fortified. The Democrats fortified the shit out of that election. So fortified. I think Let's Go Brandon is Facebook boomer tier cringe under normal circumstances, but actually doing it directly to the guy is undeniably based. Dude, it actually does take quite a bit of balls to do that to the President of the United States, but I guess when he's so comatose, it's maybe you just don't give a shit that much, really, when you're talking to someone so comatose and incompetent. Yeah, that he's basically like a child. You're basically talking to a child that's running the country. Normie Trump supporters are so gay. Someone posts Joe Biden, like, sucking on his wife's finger. Someone posts Hunter Biden smoking crack while he's getting his dicky sucked. Fuck Joe Biden crypto. I should buy some of that, dude. Just to own it. Just to own that Fuck Joe Biden coin. Official Fuck Joe Biden coin here. Yeah, maybe I should get some of that dude's coin. Dude, donate me some of that coin, dude. Send me an email or something. I doubt you even listen to my fucking show. If you own that Fuck Biden coin, fucking email me. I'll take some of it. We'll end with this leaf saying, the left is mad because of how much of a dementia-riddled retard Biden is. I'm still in shock that the president of the most powerful military power the world has ever seen got rolled over by some bald fuck with a telephone. Absolutely retarded. Dude, he got rolled. He didn't even know what was going on. He didn't even understand what was happening. He's just so incompetent. Okay, we'll move on. YouTube dislike extension equals dissenter. Green text, YouTube dislike extension, adds dislikes back to YouTube, praised by everyone except YouTube. Dissenter extension, adds comments back to YouTube, villainized by everyone and removed from every browser catalog. What gives? But seriously, this needs to be pointed out more to those fucking hypocrites. I think it's because every single major mainstream media corporation, company, whatever, really spoke against that dissenter extension, and they tried to spin it as some like alt-right cesspool, and it was going to make all the comments racist, and I don't know, whatever other propaganda they poured into that thing. It's kind of hard to do that with a dislike extension, because I mean, how do you spin that? Like, all the racists are going to downvote the videos. It's kind of harder because it's like, then the normie's like, but I want to downvote the video and I want to see them too. Am I racist? You know, it just doesn't, you can't spin it as well because it's very straightforward and a lot less of a vague concept and more of a, just a button. You're getting a button back, you know, can't really spin getting a button back. Moving on. What board games does Paul play? This, and it has a picture of Catan. This guy says Ludo. This dude says Malfits Until I Die. This dude says Monopoly and Risk. Master Ace. Fucking Vip Fong, you're retarded. I'm probably being facetious. This guy says Mordheim and Warhammer Fantasy 6th Edition. This American says board games? Question mark. This dude says chess. This guy says Mercurius, a 17th century Dutch marketing game. This guy says been playing a lot of Nemesis lately. Nemesis is a very good game, but it's a very has a lot of complex systems that aren't like a lot of other systems, so they can confuse people if they've never played Euro games before. The concepts are a little hard for people, for normies to grasp, the way the turn orders go and stuff. This dude posts a picture of a choir. This dude says mostly war games. My favorite board game is Battlestar Galactica. That's my favorite board game. They have a remake now, which I've talked about in the past, called Unfathomable, which it probably should have released by now. Let me check. It's on Amazon now. It's fucking $116 on Amazon. That inflation. It has 5 out of 5 stars. Everyone seems to like it in the reviews. So, I don't know. That's the Battlestar Galactica game back. Battlestar Galactica is my favorite game. Oh, I also like Arkham Horror. Arkham Horror, the board game. The old versions, second edition. Third edition's kind of weird. And they took a lot of stuff out of the game, which I think was unneeded. I don't know. It was just a complicated game. That's how it was. I like Dead of Winter. That game's pretty good. Agricola. Anyways, moving on.
Watch out!
Demands that you fuck him. Picture is, it's the picture of the article. Is not wanting to have sex with trans people transphobic? I'm trans and here's what I think. You guys, it's a wall of text. I will bear through it so you do not have to. TLDR, he highly overcomplicates things into misinterpreting what's actually happening without going into a huge wall of text. He's inaccurate about so much of this. I could make a whole video breaking down every single little point of this article. That's how bad it is, and it's just one after another after another. It's funny that they want males to ask for, like, women, females, whatever, want males to ask for consent. Ask for consent, okay? Make sure you're communicating everything so it's clear. The male must ask for consent from the female, etc., etc. Well, now, it, like, this transgender dude's saying, don't ask me what I look like. Don't ask me to tell how if your crush is trans. Don't ask me if you're transphobic. Ask me about what drink I want. Ask me if you could play with my hair. It's like, okay, so the transgender person wants to be abused and sexually assaulted, basically, and the woman female wants to be respected and and consent known at all times. It's just, God, how do you be a man at this day and age? What do you do? What do you do? Am I dating a transgender person so that I can sexually abuse them? And or am I dating a transgender person so I can advance at them sexually like they want me to? Or am I dating a woman and I have to be very careful with approaching them, and you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, you don't know what to do? It's like, what a joke, man. How do you navigate dating? I know how to. I'm being a bit hyperbolic with that question. Ask every question but that one. I assume, do you have a dick? Do you have a penis? Are you a man? That question. I'm a human being that's worthy of being desired. If you're worthy of being desired, you will be desired. You need to be worthy of desire. If you have nothing desirable about you, then you will not be desired. That is how life works. You need to bring something to the table. If all you're doing is taking things off of the table, who's going to want to be with that person? Nobody. You got to put a little bit back on the table so everybody wins a little bit. I mean, I could just go in, I could talk so much about this article. I'm going to have to cut so much out. Let's just move from that transphobic transgender article into the Matrix review. What a better segue. Okay. This is how I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to say what I liked about it first. Then I'm going to say what I didn't like about it. And then I'm going to say if you should watch the movie or not. Because that's how I believe you should grade movies. Okay. Like, are you going to get enough out of this that you should go watch it? Waste your time on it. To start off at the beginning, is this a woke movie? I would say no, it is not. What? Yes. No, it is not. Is this a bad movie? Yes. Yes, it is. What I like about the movie, the fight scenes. They were very stylized, like, you know, martial arts and... But it wasn't just like the martial arts, guys. It's the fact that if you compare this to Dune, okay, where they had the worst sword play I think I've seen in my entire life, okay? A horrible sword play. Not fun to watch at all, in my opinion. Juxtaposed with this martial arts stuff, this is fun to watch. This is so fun to watch. It's like you're watching a damn Dragon Ball Z fight or something. These guys are like kicking off of buildings, and every time they slam into something, the wood's like flying everywhere. It's so cool. Like, there's dust like slamming up off the floor. Every hit when they slam into the bodies feels like they're doing damage to the person when they fly back into stuff. Next, what did I like? Neo, Trinity, all of the original characters that were in the film, which weren't many, Neo and Trinity, I guess, and some other people that I didn't even recognize. Neo was awesome. Keanu Reeves acting, even though he was just doing a blank face half the time, got me through the movie. So, whatever, I liked it, I loved it, that was fine. What else did I like? There's a scene at the end of the movie where there's like people jumping out windows and stuff, and you kind of get this zombie vibe to it. It's really good. That scene was phenomenal. That was a great scene in the movie. Most of the gun scenes were pretty fun, but they seemed a little disorganized. Neil Patrick Harris was fucking phenomenal. I loved Neil Patrick Harris in this movie. I loved his flamboyant face. I loved it. I loved him. He was good. He was a great villain. His monologue towards the middle of the movie was phenomenal. I love villain monologues. I love that trope so much. When the villain's given the awesome monologue. Yes. And he's doing the world time freeze. Doing the bullet time thing, very cool. Loved it. Loved that scene very much. Loved that character as well. Okay, what did I not like about this movie? So many things. So many things. Did not like about this movie. Agent Smith not being the original actor. Probably because he's... I don't know. Just why couldn't you get him? Was he too old? Was he not in fit enough shape? Did he not want to do the movie? I don't know. But the guy you got to replace him was not as good of a Smith. He was a terrible Smith. He was better than Morpheus, okay? But he was not to the level of the previous Smith. And if you're going to bring a new actor in, he needs to be as good or better than the previous actor. Next, the martial arts fight scenes. A lot of the times when they were doing their like physical strikes and stuff, you could tell that they were like going to the sides of their heads and stuff. Like, it wasn't accurate at all. You could tell it was fake martial arts. I didn't care half the time. Half the time, the fights were so fantastical and amazing, I didn't even give a shit that they were fake martial arts half the time. Like, that's the difference between Dune and this. Like, Dune, it was so bad, but you still got nothing out of the fights. This, it's like, it's a little bad, but the fight's so stylized and fantastical, and people are getting slammed into wood, and they're jumping across the room that it's like, doesn't even matter. You know, it doesn't even, it's so minor, it doesn't even affect the fights in any way for me. Next, what I did not like. There's a scene where Smith comes with these exiles to fight Neo and his group. And that entire scene could have just, it's a pretty long scene. It's like 11 minutes to 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. It's a very long fight scene. And they could have just cut that entire thing out because it made no sense at all. Why he's like, I've got to kill you so I don't be imprisoned again or something. But then I'm going to help you later for some reason. It just makes no sense. They could have cut that entire thing out. I mean, the fight scene was fucking phenomenal. And the fight scene between the new Smith and Neo was really cool and had a lot of homages to the old fight. But they could have just cut that entire thing out. You know what they should have done is cut that entire thing out and then give us some fucking Trinity backstory, please. Give us some Trinity with her new family. So it actually feels impactful when she decides to choose Neo over them, you know, which is kind of a serious choice. But we felt nothing from it because your husband and the father figure is like villainized, and we see him one time at the end of the movie when you kick the shit out of him. So it's like, am I supposed to not feel anything for this guy when you throw him away? When you throw him and your children away? It's like weird. Very strange. Very strange. All of that, very strange. Should have spent more time with her and the family. Way more time. Because that is just, it was so weird. Also, another thing I didn't like, guys, this is like a Matrix for children. This is like, that's the feeling I got from this movie. It's like a children's Matrix. This is like a PG-13 Matrix. What was this even rated? It was on HBO Max. Let me look what it's rated. It's rated R? How is it rated R? How the fuck is it rated R? For violence and some language. Holy shit, it's rated R. Why? It should be PG-13. It's children's Matrix, guys. There's no one dies in the movie. Spoilers. No one dies in the movie. No one. Not a single person dies. Not one. There's not really gore. There's any creepy shit that was in the original Matrix is completely gone in this one. There's no creepy stuff really in this one. Like when they pull that spider thing out of Neo's gut in the first movie, that's really weird and odd. Or they seal his mouth closed, which they do an homage to that in this movie, but there's nothing really, it's not weird. It's just, it's kind of badly done, to be honest. But just, I don't know, it's just not, it wasn't as good as the first movie. And they're trying to, like, do all these homages to the first movie. If you're going to homage the first movie, it needs to be better than the first movie. You can't do all these references to the first movie, and then it be worse than the first movie. And I'll put, like, just for an example of this, I'll play the intro to the original Matrix, and then I will play the Matrix 4 reimagining of the Matrix opening.
Yeah.
Is everything in place?
You weren't supposed to relieve me.
I know, but I felt like taking a shift.
You like him, don't you? You like watching him.
Don't be ridiculous.
We're gonna kill him. You understand that?
Morpheus believes he is the one.
Do you?
It doesn't matter what I believe.
You don't, do you?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Are you sure this line is clean?
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
I better go.
I'm in.
Captain?
You were right. The skylight was a window pane.
But that's serious interference.
Weird. It's some kind of modal.
Looks like old code.
It feels really familiar.
Drop a pin. I'll signal for backup.
I'm gonna check it out.
Bugs? If the General finds out we've been fishing...
A quick peek can't hurt.
Did you hear that? Shit, I think our signal was traced. Bugs, this feels like a trap.
If you're gonna try and remake the opening of The Matrix, man, you better fucking nail that thing. It better be better than the original. And it's not. I already said Smith was bad. I'm gonna say it again. The actor for Smith was bad. That dude was not a good actor for Smith. He was better than Morpheus, like I said earlier, but you gotta get someone better or equal. You know who they should have picked? Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I think he would have made a better Smith than the dude they picked. I think Dennis would have been a much better Smith. Pick that guy. The casting just was not very good. None of the acting was... The best acting was Keanu Reeves and whoever Trinity was. Those were the best actors. The blue-haired chick was okay. She wasn't terrible. I think she was better than Morpheus. I think she was better than Agent Smith even, probably. Agent Smith was fucking terrible. A lot of the times, the only reason you got his acting callbacks to the Smith was because they played scenes of Smith right after he did the stuff so that you could... Because he was such a bad actor, you couldn't... You're like, what does he even do? Oh, okay, he's Smith, I guess. So it was stupid. Also, the new Morpheus is supposed to be Morpheus mixed with Smith, but you never get that feeling at all. He never has any powers that link to Smith. I mean, you'd think maybe the ending scene could have been Morpheus saving Neo, like Smith or something. I don't know. It was just nothing made sense. And not in a good way of not making sense, just in a bad way. Another bad thing was when Trinity was set with... There's this really emotional scene with Trinity and Neo at the end of the movie where Trinity's having to choose her current life or reality, basically. And she's like, Neo, I went home and I played your video game, but it was like a memory.
After you left, I went home and I played it. I kept thinking... Why does this story feel like a memory?
As soon as she said that, it took me so out of the movie. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're like 50? You went home and played a video game? And it was like a memory. It was like super emotional and it meant a lot to you. What? I don't know. That took me more out of the movie than almost anything else. It was just so jarring. I was just like, what? So maybe it wouldn't have been if we actually got some time with her fucking family and her playing the video game with her... Hey, sons, how do I play this video game? Can you show me? And then they show her, and then she's playing it, and she's learning about Neo. Like, it would have made a little more sense then, but it's just so random and out of nowhere. And, that's a lot of this movie. And then there's a funny part where they're all outside the building, and the guy's like, you wouldn't have to be able to fly now, would you? And, like, Neo tries to fly again, and he can't. I like that. It was good. But then they all, like, have this big zombie scene and none of them die. Like, it's just a children's Matrix. Children's Matrix. Also, there's this scene where... that scene that I said they could completely cut out where Smith comes and attacks Neo and he's like, I have to destroy you so that I don't become trapped again. And he brings these exiles with him. Like, the main exile dude is, like, some dude from the old movies. I didn't know. I didn't care who it was. And he was chanting all this nonsense while it was going on. I don't know if it's supposed to be meta or something, but it was just so... It was so bad. It was so bad. The costumes were bad. The dialogue was bad. Everything was bad. The fighting was kind of good. The fighting was cool. But it's hard to like the fighting when you're fighting walking gags. Ugh. In the ending, I guess. I don't know. The ending just wasn't very good. It just wasn't good. Nothing about the movie was particularly good. I would say, like, should you go see this movie? Like, to get to the brass tacks. Should you go see this movie? Fuck no. Fuck no. If you're super intoxicated or high or something, and you want to just shit your time away, watch this movie. Otherwise, just go watch The Matrix again. It's so much better in every way than this movie. Watching this movie made me want to go back and watch the first movie again. That's what this movie did. This movie is just worse in every single way than the first Matrix. I would say I liked this Matrix better than the second and third Matrix, maybe. But those movies I think were terrible. Were bad. But it's nowhere even near the first fucking movie. Nowhere near it. And they try to copy it a lot or homage it, and it just falls flat. Okay, we'll go into some threads about Matrix. Fuck you, fuck you. This is peak cinema. This first post. No, fuck you. Resident Evil is the best movie of the year. Cult classic in the making. It's amazing how much it made the cape shit normies seethe. Did it? Did it make them seethe? This dude responds, it was really good. Not as good as that Watchmen show we all really liked, but it's up there. I could see Normie saying that. This dude's saying, how are people not getting this entire film as a shitpost? I got that feeling. A lot. There was a lot of people trying to say this was a woke film based on this line at the very start of the film where there's a bunch of people like gathered around a table trying to say what the Matrix is. That whole thing was, I got the feeling right away that that was implied to be kind of a meta jab at themselves. Like, none of those things those people were saying was meant to be serious or legit in any way, because at that time, Neo's tuning out completely. He doesn't even want to be part of this thing, or even making The Matrix 4, because it's like a rehash of a rehash of a rehash. All these people trying to deduce what The Matrix means when, like, Neo's the only one that even understands what The Matrix really means is satirical. That scene in no way made the movie woke. Quite the opposite, because it was taking a jab at itself. It was very strange when people were taking that one little clip out of context to try and say the movie was woke. Like, no, it's not woke, it's just bad. It's just a shit movie. This dude says, wait, they made another one? Yep. one of the twins down, or one of the one of the brothers down, though. It's like one Wachowski only, though. We only got half the Wachowski power. We needed full Wachowski power, but we only got half Wachowski power. This dude says, it's the Metal Gear Solid 2 of film. The villain wins in the end, and a little ass-kicking means nothing to him. They aren't shutting down the Matrix. They aren't freeing people. He's right, 99% of people need the control he uses on them. And the people who want to leave are already allowed to leave and live in Io. Neo and Trinity are unironically idiots and have no plan or ideas on how to fix the system. It's true. They don't. And it is, I mean, that's apt. It is the Metal Gear Solid 2 of film. This dude says, correct, the original trilogy was reduced to a bad joke. I can't believe I sat through this entire movie. Fortunately, it was free. The entire trilogy was reduced to a bad joke when movies 2 and 3 were released. It was made into a trilogy instead of just staying a singular film. The Matrix, which was a fucking goddamn masterpiece. I mean, the show actually did have some based points in it about control and how people are used, but it just didn't do it well. Like, it had some good messages, it just didn't execute them correctly. This dude says the pet bird robot is sickeningly cute. And this dude says, it looks like they just put it in the movie so they can sell bird robot dolls. I guarantee you it was. Gotta sell that merch, man. Gotta sell that merch. I mean, they might as well have just made it a female Smith. I mean, the movie was already, like, surprisingly unwoke. Just make Smith a female or something if you're gonna have such a bad male actor. Or, like I said, cast Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, whoever that guy's name is. Let's look at another thread. Matrix Resurrections General. Character has one lesbo and one black dude. Certain viewers get mad with rage and downvote it everywhere. No. They basically is saying it was woke so people didn't like it. No, dude, the movie was just bad. It was just bad, bad movie. This dude says the good special effects. Yeah. Particularly that scene where everyone's jumping out the windows at the end, that was very good. The parody of the movie video game industry. Meh, not so much. Would have been better if it was the movie industry, not the video game industry. The world building. Meh, it was weak. Dude, I didn't even talk about the Niobe or whatever. I forgot, dude, that's another thing I hated about the movie, dude. Her makeup was god-awful. The makeup to make her older, god-awful. Why do we spend so much time in Io with Niobe when I don't give a fucking dick shit about her? Also, there was a lot of times where we went to, like, Io just so she could say, okay, you're going here, and then they would leave to some other place. It's like, we didn't even need to go there. It was just unnecessary, unneeded. That felt like that was only in there so we could see her lesbian wife. So I just, that could have been all cut out and was slightly woke. So yeah, I don't know why that was even in there. Probably because it was woke. Other good things were the analyst. Yeah, dude, I loved the analyst. Neil Patrick Harris was awesome. Bits and pieces of the action, particularly Neo vs. Smith underground. That was awesome. But I mean, that whole scene could have been cut out. It would be a shame to cut out that scene because of the Neo vs. Smith fight was amazing. And I know why they put it in there. But also, it's like, that. Why was that whole scene even there? It's like, so we could see the Neo vs. Smith fight. This is why it was there. So just cut it out. Cut that all out and give us Trinity, even though it's not what I want. I want the Neo vs. Smith fight. Just put the Neo vs. Smith fight somewhere else or something. Or do it in another movie. Like, fuck. It's cool, but do you have to blow your load here? Do you have to blow your load here? The mix. Not a fan of them relying so heavily on Reloaded and Revolutions. Yeah, dude. I hated those movies. They were the worst of the movies. And they relied on a lot of the world building in those shitty movies. Don't know why. Agent Smith returning. He was mixed on it. If you're going to bring Agent Smith back, make him better, not worse. Make him a female or something, I don't know. Gender swap him. Maybe that would have been a little more interesting. It would have been awesome seeing Keanu Reeves fight a female Smith. Seeing some giblets. Everyone's like, no, don't gender swap Smith. Dude, to see a female Smith in a tight form skirt fighting Neo, I would like that. Fuck you guys. You fucking
hey, listen!
The bad, the action, uninspired concepts, kind of. Meh choreography, kind of. I liked the choreography, kind of, but like I said, you could tell that the fists were missing, so yeah, I agree. Terrible editing, I disagree. I've seen so much worse editing. I've seen editing where you can't even tell what's going on. I hate that shaky editing. This was not that. It was stable for the most part. There were scenes where people got hit, they flew across the room, they slammed into something, and it wasn't shaking all the time. It was decent. Underwhelming last 20 minutes. Dude, shit, hell yes. The ending was bad. God awful cover on the credits. Yes, bad. This dude says original Matrix, Matrix Resurrections, and then the two other ones after it, the second and third movie. Dude, that's exactly how I put it. I actually did like this one, but it better than the second and third movies, surprisingly. Yeah, they were that bad. Shit flick made by dickless f**ks. Apparently the brother that didn't do it was the one that said The Matrix was about transgender people. And this is the brother that didn't say that was the one that made the movie. And they had that scene making fun of it, which is the scene I was talking about earlier, where everyone like misconstrued it, where the dumb idiot characters in the movie universe are talking about like what their definition of The Matrix is. This dude says there were no consequences for anything that happened the entire movie. In the first three, they killed off the crew left and right. Here they don't bother to introduce them at all and save them from certain doom multiple times. Dude, exactly, man. It was Children's Matrix. I couldn't believe it was rated R. How is this rated R? Nobody dies. There's no gore. There's just guns being shot. I don't get how it got an R rating. Do they want an R rating? Because it is... Like, when Trinity kicks the dude's jaw off, it's like Matrix-y glitching. It's like, dude, you just... kicked his jaw off. Where's the blood? I mean, it is a child's Matrix for children. This dude says Matrix 2 and 3 were unnecessary. 4 was, however, necessary to tie up the unnecessary chapters 2 and 3. Essentially, the more you enjoy the sequels, there's more part 4 has to offer for you. If you're like me and find the first movie is entirely standalone, there's not much here for you. That's basically me. This dude says, can anyone explain why they seem to just be plunging people in and out at random? I think they actually did that pretty good at the end where they were jacking that chick's brain into Trinity's brain so that they could do it. That actually made sense, okay? That made sense mechanically and in lore. They couldn't just, like, rip her out. It made sense. And I thought they were going to do some transgender stuff and, like, put Trinity into that girl's body, but they didn't do that. So I was like, bless you guys. Bless you. Not doing that. Stupid shit. If they would have put Trinity in that blue-haired girl's body, I was going to flip out if they did something like that. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I thought the movie was decent. Should you go watch it? No, probably not. It's not good enough. Okay, guys, this is me on the 28th. I'm going to tack on some stuff onto the end of this show. Make it super extra long. Why not? First, the reason my show hasn't been coming out lately has not been because of Christmas. Well, kind of because of Christmas. So what happened on Christmas? I felt like I was just starting to get in the groove back of the show. I did the two shows almost Christmas Eve. Then on Christmas Eve, my grandmother came over to visit and she fell and broke her hip. It does indeed happen. My grandmother fell and broke her hip. So we called the ambulance, brought her to the hospital. That's where I had been most of that time during Christmas. She had the surgery on Christmas and they put a titanium rod where in her hip, I guess. I don't know the specifics of it. They put a titanium rod in there. So that's what I've been doing. She's going to go to some rehabilitation center now and that's where she's going to stay for a while. So, I mean, we haven't even had Christmas here. Plus, you have to understand with my family as... my family, there's a lot of death around the holidays. So as holidays approach, especially Christmas, the stress level in my family just starts to go through the fucking roof. There's just a lot of stress and drinking and everything else on holidays for my family because there's always a lot of death around those times. It's when my mother's brother died. I mean, there's a lot of family death for me around holidays besides that. But that was the biggest one. My mom's brother. Yeah. Just want to wish all of you, I hope you had a great Christmas. A Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I know that this is a bunch of, like, down-in-the-dump stuff, but, I mean, that's what I've been doing. That's why the show isn't super regular. It hasn't been consistent. I really want to get back on track, so I'm gonna try. But every time I try, life bends me over and fucks me in the ass, so I'm giving it my all. Next, there's gonna be two things. Pull News Central messaged me. Grinchka, one of the two Bogdanov brothers, is dead. The brother Igor is alive. So, if you don't know who these guys are, it's the guys that, like, got all the plastic surgery done on their face so they could look like that star. Just, wow. They're like the emblematic duo. Oh, man, I can't believe the dude died. That's sad. We've lost a meme, guys. We've lost a meme. A meme has passed. Only one of them now. Only one Bog Brother to carry us through. Lame. Holidays aren't just sad for me, guys. Aren't just sad for me. Also, do you guys think I should break the show, my YouTube show, up into smaller shows for each segment, or just leave it as one giant show? Because, I mean, Secular Talk used to do that exact same thing. He would record a big 2-hour long show, and then he would cut it up into chunks and upload it onto YouTube. So I was thinking about doing that. Maybe I'll start doing that soon. I'm not sure. But I'll probably do that for YouTube and BitChute, but for Rumble and Odyssey and the Podbean, etc., I'll probably just keep it as the full show. That way you'll get, if you're listening to it as a podcast, you'll still get the full podcast show, but for YouTube and BitChute, it would be broken up into smaller chunks that are more digestible. So I think I might do that. It would just be more work, but I guarantee it'd probably be more successful for the YouTube and the BitChute. Oh, speaking of success, thank you, everybody. My most recent video I did, the one with about my normie friend going ballistic, it got over 1,000 views, guys, so thank you so much. If any of you have been listening this entire time, like, since I started the show, when I first started the video show, I said my goal was to hit 1,000 views on a video. So we hit my goal. Achieved. So that's great. So that there's a goal down. So I'll think of a new goal to shoot for. I won't make it crazy, because you gotta do them in steps, guys. You can't put crazy goals. You gotta put achievable goals, and you just do them in increments. I'll think of another one, and I'll let you guys in on it when I figure out what it's gonna be. As for my normie friend, he was just super drunk, man. He apologized the next day, and all that shit, and I mean, you know, I feel like a good friendship is one where you can get in really heated arguments with each other and still come out of it on the other side as friends. I mean, it was kind of serious, but it wasn't super serious. I mean, it was a fight. It was an argument between friends. It just happens. But we're still cool. That's it. Thank you all. You have a great day. Goodbye.
Niggerland.
What?
Hey, nigger!
Let's go hang some niggers.
He doesn't acknowledge what a nigger he is.
Literally, as I said in the beginning, shoot the nigger.
I hate niggers, that is all.
By hating all the niggers.
It's actually going to give you a short trial before we hang your nigger ass.
It is called niggerhead.
I get a little of that lazy nigger. Where we just pick any nigger we liked and said, that's our boy.
I want to know why you think you can coach these niggers.
The old nigger in the yellow jersey. It's the niggers he doesn't like.
Niggers.
There's a nice retreat up there. I go, the niggerhead.
It's awesome that it's called niggerhead.
You got to say it.
Nigger Hill Cemetery, nigger, and I apologize, I know these are like difficult words to hear, but words like nigger and fag, nigger. You niggers are why I lost my job.
He only shot a nigger. Run, nigger, run.
Nigger.
Nigger this or nigger that, okay? So they're like, all right, you cover that Jerry Rice looking nigger.
Whatever, niggerhead.
Nigger. Nigger Lake.
He canceled his weekend at Niggerhead Ranch.
His ranch was called Niggerhead. Fucking Jews and niggers.
Nigger lover on it.
Which is better, nigger or cracker?
It was apparently called niggerhead.
Oh, you're a nigger?
Doing fucking nothing and being a lazy nigger.
They were nigger lovers.
It don't give a nigger time to learn his lesson.
White crackers.
Yeah.
Does that mean I can say black niggers?
There will never be a nigger in SAE.
Little niggers around town.
But now this nigger wants to get married to a white girl, and I gotta do that cake for him?